Tomorrow afternoon at Bemidji State University, the Community Engagement Council will host an event called Talking It Out, opening the discussion on difficult conversations as part of its Community Conversation series. It's a Zoom event that will focus on helpful strategies for approaching difficult conversations. And Dr. Donna Pawlowski is a professor of communication studies at BSU. She will help facilitate the panel discussion tomorrow. Dr. Pawlowski joins me now with BSU biology professor, Dr. Debbie Gilda, who directs the Community Engagement Council. Good morning. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation.
Debbie, you are the director of the Community Engagement Council. What kinds of things does the council do, and like, what's your vision for these activities?
This all started a few years ago, and it's really an exciting effort. The Community Engagement Council at BSU is really a formalized effort to bring together members of the Bemidji community and Bemidji State University. So many times those entities work in separate worlds, and we have found out that there's so much great intent and want and desire for the members of the community and BSU to work together. Mm-hmm. So we are trying to facilitate that. So the council is made up of several BSU faculty and staff members, some community members as well, and it's led by three of us, myself as the director, and Colleen Greer, who is our community liaison and partnership coordinator, and then, of course, our own Donna Pawlowski that's here, who's in charge of academic service learning, and she's the one who is working with faculty and training them to bring student service learning into the curriculum and into their courses.
Okay. So what's going to happen tomorrow?
We are so happy with this series that we put together. So the Community Conversations series is an open forum, and that's something we don't see very often. And so it is a Zoom event, of course, because of, say it with me, now COVID. And it is led by three or four members of the BSU community and the Bemidji State community. The forums are about 75 minutes long, and each presenter will present about 10 or 15 minutes about their particular perspective on the topic at hand. And then the rest of the time is just really open for question and answers, discussion, whatever kind of comes about.
You know, you just mentioned COVID. We haven't been around people very much. So I was thinking to myself, it might be an all right time to brush up on our communication skills as we venture back out into the real experience of being a human.
Exactly.
Donna, you are a professor of communication studies, and you're one of the panelists tomorrow. So I'd like to talk a little bit about this talking it out and having difficult conversations. Challenging conversations don't just sort of appear. Usually there's something that's led into them. What advice do you have about approaching those kinds of conversations so that they can at least start off on the right foot? And then we'll get into maybe how they'll unfold in a little bit here.
Yes, that's a great question. And wouldn't it be nice if we had a magic wand for all of those situations we encounter? One of the best things that someone can do is to try to just mentally and physically try to prepare themselves for that conversation. One of the panelists is going to start off tomorrow night talking about the mindfulness aspect of this. And part of that is just taking some of those deep breaths and trying to center yourself and try to unfilter the other things that are happening in your life. If you know you're going to approach a conversation and you need most of the energy for that, just take some deep breaths and try to think and visualize a positive outcome for that situation. But putting yourself in that right physical and mental frame of mind is important. It's also important to try to set aside appropriate time for that conversation. When you're rushing the kids out the door, or you're rushing out the door to try to get the work or to get to work, or right after work, is probably not the best time for that to happen. But sometimes people frame it that way. But it's best to try to set aside to try to find what's the best time that we have together where we can talk about this conversation. And again, just putting yourself in that right frame of mind. It's also important to think of what's the end goal that you want for this. Is it just to argue? And if that's the case, then you might want to rethink of how you want to start that conversation. But what are the different needs that people have? Is it to improve the conversation, the relationship, to resolve an issue? And just trying to think of what that end goal is will help you to prepare that mindset to enter that conversation.
Huh. Is that what you were talking about when we had emailed back and forth? You mentioned meta rules.
Oh, yeah. The meta rules are things that the ground rules that you can set with the individual if the person is willing to do it. This is obviously a two-way street, so people need to be collaborative as much as possible. But setting even some of those ground rules of we're not going to point fingers at each other. We're not going to yell. If things get heated, we're going to take a break. We are going to stay focused on the topic at hand. And usually people will say that joke, you know, everything in the kitchen sink. Well, that's really what you want to think about is not bringing in everything else and try to set those meta rules or those ground rules for how you want to approach conversations.
I love that you mentioned a two-way street. So oftentimes, well, that's also kind of jarring for people when somebody says to you, whether it's your partner, your spouse, your whatever, boss, I need to talk to you about something. And there's a tone there. And it's like you instantly feel like it's not going to be a two-way street because I need to talk to you means sort of like it's going to come down on you.
Exactly. And we have something called relational and content language. So what you say and how you say it can help to frame that as well. If someone comes up to you and says, well, how are you today? And you go, I'm fine, just busy. Then obviously what they said is not building that relationship. But you can take that same language and say, oh, I'm fine, just busy. And it can really set the tone for that conversation. So part of what you were saying, when the boss says, come in and talk to me, people get nervous about that. And sometimes it really is just the tone of the voice that you're using in approaching that as well.
Yeah, that also made me think of the tone that gets lost in an email or a text. I mean, those exact same words you just used, but the intonation was different and it felt different. But you don't see that delineation in text messaging.
No, it's much better if you can do delicate conversations in person where you're able to see and read and play off of each other's nonverbals a little bit as well.
Absolutely. Well, sometimes even when the ground rules are established and the conversation begins about one thing, and you had mentioned, you know, sometimes other things end up in the conversation. There's other stuff that sort of percolates out, and it's not really the topic that two people gathered to meet about specifically. What are some ways we can redirect that conversation back before it spirals into other stuff that really has no meaning, no need to be in that conversation?
Yeah. Sometimes if you are staying accountable in a sense for your language and using some I language and trying to bring that other person back, indicating that, well, it seems that we're kind of getting on track. I would like to get back to that topic at hand. Or I feel a certain way when something happens in this conversation or you do X. And sometimes if we're really just trying to listen to the person and focus on some of the keywords that they're saying, then we can try to bring that conversation back a little bit. And sometimes it's just recapping those ground rules. So it seems like we're getting off track a little bit. And I know that I appreciate you and I want to get this conversation resolved. Can we come back to this? And then maybe we can focus on these other things at another point in time. But if you keep trying to reframe it and bringing it back to those ground rules a little bit and listen with more of that open mind, that will help it to stay focused a little more.
Some topics seem to be a little bit more heated than others. Are there across the board some areas that are just harder for people to talk about? And what's the kind of the psychology behind those?
Well, there are more difficult conversations than others. Some of them relate to relational types of conflicts that are the relationship itself. Others of them are more ego related. So topics where people are passionate about something and they're a little bit more sensitive internally about those. Maybe they have been ridiculed or something negative has been said to them about that particular topic. So they're a little bit more sensitive when that topic comes up in general. Sometimes the topics are just related to other issues. We have a lot of, you know, community issues right now and sensitive issues. And sometimes it's difficult for people to talk about those. And one of the important things to remember is just to let the person know that you acknowledge their opinion. even though it might not be the same opinion as yours, to come in with more of that open mind and try to dig deeper into that situation and showing that you're listening and being empathetic. Maybe walk a mile in their shoes. Try to think of what their experiences are with this particular topic. A lot of times we have our personal opinion and how something affects us, but for some of these really sensitive topics, people cognitively are very passionate and emotional about these. And if we can at least acknowledge what they're feeling, sometimes people just want to be heard. Mm-hmm. So acknowledging their feelings and letting them know that you're listening to them can be very productive in the long run.
If a conversation's gone on, there's not really a solution yet, is it okay to just say, let's talk about this later?
Yeah, sometimes that happens and you need to go back to a conversation that you're getting derailed, you're not listening to each other anymore, and it really doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. Then sometimes it's okay to just take a step back and say, you know, I appreciate you as a person and I want to continue with this relationship and keep it positive, but it seems like we're stuck a little bit right now. So why don't we just separate a little bit and come back and talk to this where it seems to be more appropriate in our mind frame to get through this sticking point. So yeah, sometimes you just have to do that if it's not going very well or you're kind of spinning your wheels a little bit.
Wow, that's Donna Pawlowski. She's a professor at Bemidji State University in the communications department. And she's here with Debbie Gilda, who is the director of the Community Engagement Council at Bemidji State University. She's also a biology professor. Oh, you know, I thought about something. I had written a note down. Since you're actually a professor in this, Donna, I'm going to ask you. So we all have different conflict styles, you know, based on how we grew up.
Yes.
Sometimes you'll come up with somebody's very conflict avoidant, you know, they don't want to deal. Other people are like, I have no problem with conflict. You know, let's get into this conversation. Let's really dig down and get to the bottom of it. How can we respect where we're coming at those things from when we sometimes don't even know a coworker? We don't know their history or anything. What's the best way to start a conversation so that everybody feels honored?
One thing is, yeah, and you're right, everybody has different styles. We have the avoiders and the non-assertive and those who are assertive and aggressive, and even cultural backgrounds and communication patterns that people have. Sometimes people are very direct and blunt and to the point, and other people are more reticent and shy with their communication. One thing to think of is don't come on too strong right away in your conversations. If you know that someone is not necessarily an aggressive person and they're really there to build the relationship and truly try to resolve an issue, is to try to ask questions of why and how in order to get the person to open up, but to really diffuse the defensiveness and to keep that tone calm. Even if someone has a very aggressive style, to not argue back with that person and not necessarily tell them, well, I don't know why you're thinking this, you should think this. So if we can just keep our voice and our tone a little bit calm, initially let that person vent if they've got more of an aggressive style, because sometimes they just need to get it out. And then you can start piecing together what those issues are. So depending on the person, whether they're more assertive or non-assertive, there's a few different things that you can do to get that conversation moving in the right position.
Okay. Thank you so much. What time is it happening tomorrow again, Debbie?
So the conversation is tomorrow at 4:30. It's a Zoom event. And we really hope that everyone that's listening tells two of their friends and they tell two of their friends, because it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful event. The three folks that we have that will be presenting tomorrow will be Amanda Gartner, who is a counselor at BSU Student Center for Health and Counseling. So she's very much used to having very difficult and challenging conversations. Barb Hoag, who is with the nonprofit Peacemakers Resources and is a very well-respected person around town whose very business is about having conversations and making connections. And of course, our own rock star, Donna Pawlowski. And so the three of them will be hosting this conversation. So to get into this conversation. It's very easy. A couple ways you can do this. You can just get onto the Bemidji State University homepage, and there's a link right there which will take you to the Zoom information. You just click on it. And or another way to do this is if you go to the Chamber of Commerce webpage on their events page. We're also listed there. So we welcome anyone and everyone who wants to listen and participate. We'd love to have you.
That's a great opportunity for people, for BSU students and the rest of us as well. So thanks for putting it together. Do you have a program set up for next month, or is that one not organized quite yet?
We do. Actually, we do. Yes, we've got one coming up just in a few weeks on February 23rd. This one's still at play a little bit. The overarching topic will be about diversity. And so some of the members that we will be having there will be Mayor Jorge will be there. And, oh gosh, Donna Poken here. I can't remember who else is going to be there. Gabriel Warren, who is a new school board member and is also a Bemidji State person. And Chrissy Cook, who is involved with the American Indian Resource Center, will be involved. So we're still kind of working on that one, and we'll have more information about that out as soon as we can.
Excellent. Send me an email, and I'll spread the word as much as I can on my end as well about that.
Oh, thank you. We would love that. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a great event tomorrow, ladies. Any last words?
No, I was just going to tell people to never give up, to have compassion for others, and slow and steady to think about the relationships more than the issues. And if you can slow and steady get through those, then your relationships will get stronger.
Yeah. The tomorrow night's meeting, it starts at 4:30. Go to the BSU webpage and find out how to get a link to that. And you could just improve your life learning how to communicate better. So thanks Donna Pawlowski and Debbie Gilda. Hope to see you ladies around the community soon so we can meet other than via Zoom.
Yes. We would love that.
All right. Thanks. Have a great event tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah. Airy Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.